Hi friends, this is Marietta from Life Talk Radio. It is September 11th, 2019. Yes, I am the host of Life Talk Radio on WICC 600, and I'm also the founder of thehealingmindmagazine.com. I'd like to give you a little insight as to what motivated me to create the workshops Run, Hide, Fight. It was a Monday morning. I had tuned into WICC 600, the station that Life Talk is also on, and I heard a very passionate man talking about this and that and different areas of crimes, and something really hit home with me when he said that we need to train our minds to be able to react when we get into situations such as shootings. And you know, we have shootings every single day. A person who is not mentally aware freezes and therefore has no chance to run, hide, or fight. And we lose our lives and the lives of loved one. And I still didn't know who he was, and his name was not repeated again. So I tracked him down, and his name is Lieutenant Jim Perez from the Fairfield Police Department. I called him, made an appointment, and the next day I shared my ideas with him. And this is really how Run, Hide, Fight program was born. You know, friends, it's one thing being on radio and people are listening to it and they find it interesting for that moment. We have their attention. But it's another thing when you physically go to a workshop and you get it firsthand for somebody who is as qualified as this gentleman. And I'm not trying to do a sales pitch here. I'm not selling this because it's just a fact. I don't have to sell it. We need to think, we need to have this chip in our minds, just like the police people and also the military. So that means he will teach us hands-on tools. So when we put this chip in our minds, when we're in certain situations, the mind kicks in. So I'm all new at this, trust me. I was always very saddened when I hear different events, but I must say we've had a two-hour radio program with Lieutenant Perez, and I've always been very confident about my topics and everything. And even though I was very researched on the criminal mind, I felt very uncomfortable. I have to tell you this. It was still a good program, but I felt uncomfortable within myself talking about that because I would always turn the other way. I don't want to talk about crime because, you know, I have nothing to do with that. But, you know, when the 2 hours were over, I felt good that I had put myself in that situation. I was grateful that I found Lieutenant Jim Perez, who has the passion to really help people and who has the knowledge. And I put programs together, which we're launching in October and November here in Fairfield on Villa Avenue, 575 Villa Avenue in Fairfield. It is a self-defense sports business who are hosting our workshops. And I would ask you to join our movement and spread the word, because we are certainly all together in this boat. Please check us out, runhidefightmind.com. It's all one word, runhidefightmind.com. And also check out thehealingmindmagazine.com. So you will find the article and information on the workshops right in that. And if you have any questions, by all means, feel free to contact me, and I will try to answer it. And what I don't know, I will get the answer. So please join this movement, and we have to do something. We have to start taking ownership of our own lives because of the situations out there. One more thing I wanted to mention, you know, it was a little easier. Once you talk about this more often, it becomes how do I say it? I feel I'm not afraid of it anymore. Meaning it gets less and less, the fear. This is what I'm saying, because I'm still all very new at this. And the more and more you think about all of this, you know, your own fear goes, you know, gets smaller and smaller. So anyway, I hope to, hope you go to the runhidefightmind.com and thehealingmindmagazine.com. Come join us. Thank you.